Have a new friend. It's a company called Droma Bed, D-R-O-M-M-A, one of the newest, most advanced memory foam mattresses ever made. It's engineered using cutting-edge ergonomic design techniques, state-of-the-art, ultra-comfortable, eco-friendly material, all built to fit in a small box, small enough to ship via standard shipping methods. And Droma provides you with the unparalleled quality of sleep that you absolutely need. Significantly more affordable than other high-quality beds found in traditional mattress stores. And Droma beds are 100% sourced and manufactured in the USA. You get a 200-night risk-free trial. There's nothing to lose here. Why not 200 nights? That's like almost a year, isn't it? And they ship for free in the contiguous states. Made from natural, soft products. Like, I need another one. Like clouds. Like essence of grandma hugs.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Droma bed. It's 12 inches thick. That's thicker than the standard memory foam mattress. It's luxurious sleep. Experience it. Go to the sponsors page. Look for the Droma button. And for a limited time, you get an exclusive offer code that you can only see on our sponsors page. It'll get you $75 off. Droma. Dream on one. It's time to see what the movie companies have in store for you at your local Cineplex. Joining us now is a real swinging guy who could give a BFG what you think of him. KMIR-TV, Palm Springs movie reviewer, Manny the Movie Guy.
How are you guys?
Excellent. Hi. Better now that you're here, Manny. This, meet Emily, and you know Dale. He's been here before with you.
Hello, Miss Emily. Hello, Mr.
Hi,
Dale.
Manny.
Hi, Manny.
Oh, gosh, it's a big weekend at the movies, isn't it?
That's in time for a 4th of July weekend. That's right.
Yeah. Now, tell me, Manny, how hot is Tarzan?
Well, Tarzan is hot. Bad. I want to have his 10-pack.
Oh.
He's hotter than the weather in Palm Springs.
Really, honestly, I mean, he's one of the bright, shining stars of the film. I mean, you know, this is yet another take on the Edgar Rice Burroughs classic, of course, and what we're talking about, Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood, Eric from True Blood, that HBO series. He's our new Tarzan. The film really begins a few years after he married Margot Robbie's Jane and left Africa for London. But you know, it's only a matter of time before he starts his vine-swinging ways.
Woohoo!
This one is threaded in reality, though. The plot is a revisionist look at Leopold II. He's the king of the Belgians and his exploitations of the Congo Free State in the late 19th century. Even Samuel L. Jackson's character, the politician George Washington Williams, it's loosely based on a real historical figure. Speaking of Samuel L. Jackson, you know, the performances, at least our main Tarzan is good. But the rest, like Christoph Waltz, honestly, if he does this villain with a twist again, I will...
Oh, he's typecast, isn't he? But you know what?
Irony-laden performance, kind of like very similar to Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the same guy that he plays all the time. You know, how about...
And like what I said earlier, Jackson as well is the same. It looks like, you know, he just stepped out of a Quentin Tarantino movie. His character is like a mixture of his Pulp Fiction and Hateful Eight performances.
It's almost like maybe the producers didn't think that the movie could stand on the acting alone of the Tarzan guy, and so they had to plug in some slam dunks.
Right, exactly. But you know what? Here's another problem of the movie, too, for me at least. The tone is a little off. Like in the beginning, the exposition, the plot exposition of the first half is kind of boring, but then the second, you will be rewarded, though. Stay with there, because the second half is, you will get all this fanciful CGI.
You know what I'm anxious to see in this movie is the performance of the trained monkeys.
Which really is, there's nothing.
Really?
The monkeys I heard are all CGIs.
They're all CGI, huh?
Oh,
but is the CGI good?
The CGI is good, yes. I mean, this is from David Yates, the director of the last four Harry Potter movies.
Oh.
So, you know, he knows his special effects.
Yeah, he made us believe that we can wiggle a stick and make things happen.
Right.
Right. So the last...
Interrupt spells.
I was trying to think, Manny, the last Tarzan movie was what, Disney's cartoon?
Yes, The Legend of Tarzan as well.
And then before that was what, Greystoke?
Yes, Greystoke.
Okay.
And that was... Wasn't that Christopher Lambert?
I think it was.
Christopher Lambert from 1982, I think.
Yeah, and I forgot the leading lady. She was the one, I think, from the Thornbirds on TV. I forget what her name was.
You're bringing me way back.
I know. I'm stumping Manny. All right, but there's another movie out worth considering, and we don't know if it's any good, but it, gosh, it's Spielberg, and it's Roald Dahl, who you can't go wrong with one of his stories, the BFG, which stands for?
Big Friendly Giant.
Oh.
Not the other F word.
No.
But Steven, you're right. Steven Spielberg collaborates with this E.T. scriptwriter, Melissa Matheson, who sadly passed away last year. Now, thank the cinematic gods that their last film together is magical and whimsical. And I love Roald Dahl. I mean, the beloved author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, James and the Giant Peach, The Fantastic Mr. Fox. I mean, the film tells the unlikely friendship between a young girl named Sophie, beautifully played by Ruby Barnhill, and the big friendly giant, that's the BFG to you, magically played by Oscar winner Mark Rylance, who worked with Spielberg last year for The Bridge of Spies.
Oh, okay.
The movie is a hybrid of CGI and live action, and it's really about the pair's adventures as they try to capture evil man-eating giants. But the film works best in quiet moments when the two just trying to understand each other. And I love the prose. If you guys are familiar with some of the prose listed from the book itself, including the way the giant speaks, like a swishing, bumbling beat. He says made-up words like twitch, tickling, or my favorite, the whiz popper, which is giant speak for flatulence.
Yeah, whiz popper. You know, kids are going to start using that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a Spielberg movie, so the cinematography and special effects are gorgeous. The only thing, though, yeah, sure, it's delightfully fanciful and all of that, but you can sense there's a giant hand pulling at your every emotion. That's the only thing. But I still enjoy this film.
Yeah. All right. Good. Love it. Now, Emily, earlier on, implied that she couldn't be a movie reviewer because there's certain movies that she just will not go, even if you pay her to go to see them. And yes. I suspect that the sequel to The Purge is one of those movies, right,
yes,
Emily?
I've never seen any of The Purge films because I'm too terrified.
Really? So you're not a big fan of any scary films?
If it's like, you know, if there's ghosts or something like that, I don't mind it. But when it's stuff that is
could
like
happen.
Real life, it scares me.
It could happen.
Bloody and violent?
Yes. Yeah. No, I can't do that.
You know what, though? I am actually a fan of the Purge franchise. And, you know, it single-handedly created its own genre as a hodgepodge of science fiction, thriller, and blaxploitation. And you may know the premise. The Purge is a 12-hour period in which any and all crime is legalized. But now, in the film's election year, a senator named Charlene Roan, played by Elizabeth Mitchell, you may remember her as Juliet Burke in the Lost series, the senator wants to stop the purge at all, in all costs whatsoever.
Mm, good for her. I'd vote for her.
Yeah, you know, the good thing about The Purge, it's blessed with great timing. Watching this film is like looking into what's happening now in a real election year. The battle between the rich and the poor, the haves and the have-nots, you know, the black folks versus, you know, the white folks. Except in the film, though, it always culminates in super violence and bloodletting. But from writer-director James DeMonaco, who created the first, really pretty much the whole Purge franchise, this threequel is a fun and scary diversion. The satire hits you in the head like a ton of bricks. It's not subtle at all, but I'm recommending The Purge election year. It's a franchise that just keeps on getting better. And unlike Tarzan, The Purge knows what it is and is not afraid to wear its blood-soaked clothes.
No. Or loincloth, as it were.
Speaking of loincloth, I was very disappointed that Tarzan did not show any, did not wear any at all.
He's got a pair of dungarees on the whole time, doesn't he?
Yeah. And apparently he's all civilized now.
No. Oh,
well,
dude.
I guess that's how you get the chicks.
No, they don't.
MannyTheMovieGuy.com. Visit the website, look at his interviews, enjoy everything that he does like we do right here whenever you join us on the program, Manny. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you next week. What about? Something big?
Next week it's The Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, that looks good.
Oh, that looks good. Yeah.
All right, look forward to it.
You guys have a great 4th of July weekend.
Thank you.
You
too, Manny.
Same to you,
Manny. All right, so long. All right, there he goes. All right, in just a moment, the stuff you need to know about your job before it kills you. And we have some unsettling news about how much money somebody who is doing practically nothing is making. All right? And what it's going to mean for you to watch this person do practically nothing for like 12 times a year. That's okay. All right. Okay. All right. Got a couple of sports people in the room, and I just, I think I hit under their fingernail with a piece of bamboo. Yeah. Lunar Pages first will never torture you. They will always take care of your company. I trust them with my websites, but I'm just a dude. You run a company. You need reliable, scalable web hosting from a reliable partner. And by partner, I mean they are there with you every step of the way, and they're not often in another country. They are more than likely in your part of the woods. Their data centers are in cities you recognize, like Las Vegas, like Irvine, like San Diego, like Chicago, like Denver. They are here in the United States with everything that you need. They have a patented website hack protection program called Secure Live. It continually monitors your server and stops hackers before they get in. You know the hackers are there. They're looking for you. They have dedicated IP, SSL certificates, cloud computing, all the storage you're ever going to need, all the language support, your IT beanie heads there. You know who they are. Everything that they need. Your developers speak a different language, and Lunar Pages speaks their language. Look for their button on our sponsors page. Will you click on it? You'll receive deep discounts exclusive to you for listening to my voice right now, and you can't go wrong because they'll give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's Lunar Pages. All right, continuing on, this is the final segment or the final bit of episode 279 of Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Dale and Emily are here. And just to close things out, when you're at work, if you're not eating donuts, what are you eating, Dale?
Well, you know what? Celebrating birthdays at work can be hazardous to your health.
Birthdays, and we all
birthdays,
have them.
Yes.
Yep.
A top dentist blames the problem on, air quotes, cake culture.
Cake culture?
Yep. I don't know about that.
Workplace cakes contribute to obesity.
Yeah.
And causes tooth decay.
Yeah.
And he encourages the supervisors and managers to stop buying cakes and reward the staff members instead with fruit and cheese.
Boo. That,
you know what? He should just be quiet and count his money because
exactly.
If we keep eating cake at work, he's going to have more business.
Yeah. Well, now, he is a top dentist from the UK, and I think they...
Have you seen the teeth?
That's what
UK?
I was going to say. So how much credit can he really provide with he's from the UK?
Oh, but please, you're going to take my cake away?
No.
Cake is one of the perfect foods, isn't
Thank
it?
Thank you. Yes, yeah. You could eat it any time of the day.
Yeah, and it's a very entertaining Jennifer Aniston movie, from what I hear.
This is true.
Hey,
check
like
it out.
Her. We like her.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, if you're eating cake and you're getting it all over your clothing, you got to be careful because the boss is watching what you're wearing at work.
Oh boy, are they ever! I'll tell you that. My gosh, there is a list of the top six violations of dress code at work.
Yeah.
Do you
like
want to guess what number one is?
What?
Bikinis.
Where do you work?
Well, now that depends. Hooters or maybe what's that? Tilted quilt or what?
Not quilt.
Yeah. Tilted kilt.
All right. Yes. What are they? Tell us.
Okay. Number one is dressing too casually.
Okay, yeah. I see that.
Okay. Number two, I thought this was number one. Showing too much skin. I thought that would be number one.
Yeah.
Number three, having visible tattoos or piercings.
Yeah, it seems like maybe companies are getting more lax on that because you can't avoid it. I mean, people are getting face tattoos.
Yeah.
These days.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's even police officers that have like those tattoo sleeves.
Yeah.
So they have to wear like the long sleeve shirts just to cover it up and stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So even, your police officers. And
right. Yeah. Well, there's three. What else?
Number four, having facial hair that's not groomed.
Oh, like a full-on neck beard?
Well, those Duck Dynasty beards that are just kind of out of control.
Or,
like
a hockey beard. Any of the baseball guys.
Do you ever have a beard? Do you ever have a full beard?
I tried, but it just, it looks like, honestly, pubic hair. So I just cut it off.
Not good.
No.
Well, maybe it was a bad joke by your friends, and maybe it was.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no,
that's
okay.
Terrible.
All right. What else?
Let's see. Number five is wearing too many accessories.
Oh, yeah. Jingle, jangle.
Yeah, it could be distracting,
I guess. And the last one, having extreme hair color or styles.
Oh, like purple hair, pink hair, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or an 8-foot tall mohawk, that kind of thing. Yeah, it's distracting.
Right.
So those are your six.
I got you. But if you're wearing a helmet, nobody notices, and the boss very likely will pay you every penny that he has.
Everything he has. Yep. Just like Andrew Luck. He got very lucky.
Yes.
Good for him.
He signed a 5-year contract extension with, of course, the Indianapolis Colts through 2021 worth just a little over $139 million.
Is that the most ever?
He is the highest paid player in NFL history.
Do fans get upset when they hear that?
You know, I think athletes across the board are making crazy amounts of money. But it seems like for the Colts, this is coming off Andrew Luck's, worst year.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a good faith, I guess, gesture by the Colts saying that he's our guy. You know, we got all of our faith in you. Let's see how you do. They signed him for a long time and...
Well, remember this. His previous 4 years with the Colts were the worst team. That's why they got the number one pick, and they chose Andrew Luck. In his first year as a rookie, he took him to an 11-6 season, three consecutive years. And if you look at the position itself, it's a very high-profile position. The quarterbacks are making the money. That's why they have these rules implemented to protect the quarterback in the grasp, that sort of thing, because they are the commodity of the NFL. Kids are going out and buying jerseys of Tom Brady, Andrew Luck. They're not buying the offensive linemen. So in order to be successful in the NFL, two things. You have to have a really good quarterback and a good coach. And if you have that, and if you look at the teams in the past that have had success, that's what they have.
So you're saying why not pay for it?
Well, you pay for it now because it's very hard to get.
Yeah.
So if you get it, you want to keep it. Okay, yeah. It's like a good mechanic. If you find a good mechanic, you want to hang on to him.
The oldest paycheck that's ever been found.
Where?
It's from 3000 BC in a city called Uruk in the Middle East. The person was paid in beer. Nancy Grace is leaving her HLN show after 12 years.
No.
Miranda Lambert and Anderson East enjoyed some fishing and a romantic dinner together, in case you're wondering.
Good for them.
But I think they're going to break up eventually. Anderson's going to hang out. He's going to be patient. And eventually he's going to marry Kim Kardashian's little girl, Northwest. So she'll be Northwest East. And if that relationship, if they break up, it'll go south.
And if they have a child, they'll name their child Compass.
Yeah. Hey, we love your comments. Click the contact link at philhewlettandfriends.com. We're on Twitter at Faf Show. We're on Facebook as well. Like us, love us. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark. Our producer is Brooke Peterson. Our theme song is composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Emily, for Dale, and all the friends, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.